shout hallelujah. May Jericho destroy and hallelujah. May the Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. The Lord God bless you real good. Come to somebody and shout it.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
May the Lord God bless you real good.
Real good.
He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless you.
Come to another person and shout it loud. Come to another person, shout it loud. Raise up your right hand to the heavens. As you declare this louder than anyone around you. The Bible says, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. He shall suddenly come to his temple. Can I hear the sisters at this morning shouting this loud and clear? Oh God of the suddenness, appear in my situations. Can I hear the sisters again saying that? Let me hear the brothers shouting the same thing. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Oh God of the suddenness. Appear in my situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makatenda li karibo sopende ke ya boshende raba. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord,
every serpent and scorpion assigned to trouble my destiny, your time is up. In the name of Jesus, deal with the serpents and scorpions assigned to trouble your destiny. Something is happening over there this morning. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for just like Badura,
as someone here up on that gallery,
and you come back, Lord, okay, long here.
You actually had a dream that you were buried.
And your la la, we won't grow, see.
Now, in the name which is above all names,
this is the Lord who to guide you, Bobo.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ,
the Son of the Living God.
Oh, my Lord, Allah, ye.
Get out of that coffin now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, there's a power coming upon the person. You will shout this again loud and clear. Good doors that the enemy has closed against me. Can I hear you saying that loud? Then with a louder voice, you will now say, open by fire. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. Get those doors to open. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, like a drum.
Shout aloud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let's close our eyes and sing this song loud and clear as we go into our school on Sunday. Sing this song loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Forever, oh Lord. Thy word is sanctuary in heaven.
It is sanctuary
in heaven
forever. Oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thy word is sanctuary in heaven. It is sanctuary
in heaven.
Hallelujah.
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 is able to deliver,
to deliver,
and to save. Of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given the victory again and again. And I love Judah.
Mess on my
eyes.
Mess on my
eyes.
Come back, mess on my
eyes.
Mess on my
eyes.
Come back, mess on my
eyes.
Mess on my
eyes.
Mess on my
eyes.
Come back, mess on my
eyes.
Closed.
Keep Bojuwa and Didi.
Three prayers I want you to pray now.
Adura meta ni mo fe ke gba nisin.
Anyone who has mercy on the enemy,
ere to ba ni anu ota ninu,
should keep quiet.
O le panumo,
don't pray.
E ma gba adura.
Anything can happen. But anyone who is tired of being tired, and you want arrows to go back to the senders,
yes, in fact, I walk far, but I also don't want to run.
Pray this prayer with holy madness. When the process of this prayer starts, there are people in the garden this morning who have what the Bible called the spirit of torment. They are being tormented. They are keeping quiet, but they are being tormented. I have a message to you from heaven. That the spirit of torment is not your lot. Because the Bible says, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And listen very carefully. Any witch doctor, any witch, any wizard, any sorcerer, any magician who makes a mistake of attacking a member of the mountain of fire and miracles ministry, all they are just doing is preparing their own burial ground. So as the process of this prayer starts, the arrows of stroke, arrows of tumors, arrows of migraines, arrows of cataracts, arrows of failure, arrows of disappointment, arrows of financial backwardness, arrows of academic backwardness, arrows of career failure, to where they are coming from. But don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. Shout this loud and clear. Every witchcraft bird, flying for my sake. Open your mouth and begin to pray. This is not a day to negotiate. And we're not here to joke. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your voice be loud. Let your voice be loud.
It's okay.
Mapia. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
You that sister over there.
You
had a dream.
Elala,
you were injected. They injected you. What they pump into your body is killing infirmity.
Lie
there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And what they injected into your body
at
the count of seven will flow out forcefully. Yes.
Ben.
At the count of seven too, that enemy Otani. That has said you will not marry.
Tony Olisegbe Yahoo.
That enemy.
Otani.
That you always see in your dream anytime you pray fire prayers.
Ninu ala re nigba ke ba ti ba gba adura ina.
At the count of these seven.
Leyin ka keje yi.
They shall die within 7 days.
Oku ni won ojo meje.
Seven from
here.
That wound that has refused to heal. The wound that refused to heal. All of a sudden,
Lord,
you will notice a slap on the face of the wound. And the demon there shall depart. At the count of 7-2, a miracle is about to happen to somebody that will completely surprise your doctors. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You have come here with a satanic luggage. You cannot go home with it. That's right. Something has happened to you over there. That's why your body is shaking. That's the power of God coming over you. You will pray the second prayer like this. Arrows from the coven. I am not your candidate. Go back to your senders. In the name of Jesus. Send the arrows back to the senders. Let your voice be loud. Let your voice be loud.
We also can go. It's okay.
Maparia de Castesenda. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Lay your right hand upon your head now.
Egbe owo otun ile ori yin nisin.
Father,
Baba,
there are people here this morning.
Awon eniyan wa ni ni oro yi
being controlled by strange powers from their village.
Ti awon agbara ojeji lati abule won da laamu.
It is time for them, Lord.
O tu akoko bayi Oluwa
to be set free.
Pe kon di ominira.
Father,
Baba,
there are people here this morning who have been troubled by water spirits, familiar spirits,
ogbanje
spirits. There are people here this morning whose names have been circulated all over the place. In which doctor's clinic?
See, inu ile isegun ti awon alaun se.
There are people here this morning.
Awon eniyan wa ni ni owuro yi
who have been harassed.
See, won du koko mo won
day and night.
Losan ati loru
my powers from the pit.
Lato wa agbara to wa lati inu ogun.
Father, there are people here this morning.
Baba, awon eniyan be ni ni owuro yi.
Some certain enemies have decided.
O je pe awon ota kan ni pato ti pinu re.
That certain things will not be possible for them.
Pe awon kokan ni pato ko li se.
Maria Pandicia.
Na
ribo sepandica. Na ribo satia.
Na kaponia sata.
Wherever such people are, wherever such people are, let the power of the God of Elijah, the power that liberates that sets free, fall upon them now in the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. In the name of Jesus. Silence now. Don't say anything until I ask you to talk. Don't even say amen until I ask you to talk. Everyone here, controlled by the waters. The covenant
majemu
linking you with that water
to so e for mo mi
bringing you to that water
to mu yi wa sinu omi
na is your mother or father that enter into
o ya mama ati baba yin lo wo enu majemu
na to us here now
koni se pelu wa
I break that covenant
mo form
be set free now like
you want to see ni bi keep the power
in the name of Jesus
ni oruko Jesu.
Silence. Don't say anything.
Am I we on call
until I ask you to talk? You that man over there. There's an evil hand on your head. Every time you make money, this hand suppresses you. You are supposed to be a billionaire, but you are not.
Because
this hand keeps suppressing your destiny. Every stranger upon your head, I command you to be removed. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Father,
Baba.
There are people here,
and when
and the doctors have told them no, no, no.
I want doctor to suffer rara, rara, rara.
That this condition, just live with it. There is no solution. Father,
Baba,
I call upon you as a great physician. That where those people are standing now, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, let the anointing of the great physician, the power of the great physician, the spirit of the great physician, overshadow them, overshadow them, overshadow them, overshadow them, from the top of the head, from the sole of the feet, from the top of the head, from the sole of the feet, from the top of the head, from the sole of the feet, from the top of the head. Your body is changing.
The
transformation is taking place. Father, there are people here.
Baba, when you are
who are suffering from midnight occultism. Witchcraft attacks in the middle of night. So every blessing they gather by day is melted away in the night. Unto such people now, let the power of the yoke breaker Jesus Christ fall upon them now in the name of
Jesus.
I didn't ask you to say amen yet too. When I'm ready, I will say amen. Everyone who is here this morning, and your photograph is in the hand of the enemy now. And they are using it to torment you. I command you to be set free. 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 In the name of Jesus. And I recover you, that sister, from the power to whom you have been dedicated. Yes. Whether it is in the ground, in the forest, in a pot, on a tree, I break the dedication right now. And the covenant tie you with them. The covenant tie you with any spirit husband. Break. In the name of Jesus. Now, with a voice that shows no mercy, pray the third prayer like this. Say,
Power base.
Agbara of my enemies. After saying that one time, you will now shout in a military fashion. Dry up! You now convert the dry up to machine gun prayer. Power base of my enemies. Dry up! In the name of Jesus. Dry up their power base. I just heard the voice of the Lord saying that people who ought to cry to me in this prayer are not crying. It's because of that we want to do it again. Increase your volume. The shouting side is the winning side. Is that shout? That final shout brought down the wall of Jericho. Sister, don't negotiate this prayer. I'm going to reconstruct the prayer a little bit.
What you two adura no?
Power base. Of my unrepentant enemies. Dry up! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why you are here. This is Mountain of Fire, Miracles Ministry. Baponi, Patendi, Kayaba. Ribo, Patendi, Kayaba. Dry up their their power base. Destroy their power. Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
Father, lay your hands upon us.
Babe da owo yin lewa.
Anoint us for great breakthroughs.
Eyan wa fun alaja nla.
Open our understanding.
Eshi o.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Ni oruko la Jesu ni agbadura.
The servant said, God bless you.
Eje ka joko Oluwa yo buku fun wa.
As we go to our school on Sunday for today,
be out in Wayne, we live with your Sunday. What
we need, we continue these prayers in our programs, particularly next Sunday, too.
Our matters, why didn't know what do I know? I want to see what back by your Sunday tumble.
The spirit
and me
and power
at the Agbara
of revelation.
See, is Shipaya.
The spirit
Emi
and power
ati agbara
of revelation
si iran.
The spirit
Emi
and power
ati agbara
of revelation
si iran.
That will take us into three scriptures.
Eleyi ni o tok pase wa lo sinu iwe mimo meta.
I will try and introduce this to you today.
Wo gbiyanju lati soro akoso re loni.
Then we take it further next Sunday.
Lati be a o ma tesiwaju ni ojo Sunday to nbo.
Spirit,
Emi,
and power
ati agbara
of revelation
iran.
In Hebrews chapter 1.
Ninu iwe Hebrew ori kini.
Hebrews chapter 1.
Iwe Hebrew ori kini.
From 1 to 2.
Lati ese kini si ese kini.
Hebrews 1.
Iwe Hebrew ori kini.
1 to 2.
Ese kini si ese kiji.
I want to plead with each and everyone who is in this service.
Mo fe ro olukuluku wa to wa ninu ipade yi.
To listen very, very carefully to this message.
Lati farabale. Si oro Olorun yi.
You may not find someone explaining this to you again.
O se se ke ma ri eni ti yo tun se alaye yi fun yin mo.
So listen very carefully.
Tori no e teti beleje.
So you know how to key in into it.
Ke ba le mo be o ti so ara yin po mo.
Especially in a special year like this.
Papa ninu odun bi ru odun ta wa ninu re yi.
Sisters,
eyin arabirin,
what is our topic?
Kini akori oro Olorun?
Can the sisters speak like evangelists?
Eje kan wa bin so bi evangelist.
Brothers,
eyin arakunrin.
Hebrews chapter 1.
Iwe Hebrew ori kini
from verse 1.
Lati ese kini.
God,
Olorun,
who at sundry times,
eni ni igba pupo,
and in diverse manners speak,
ati oni iru ona ti
in diverse manners speak
ati oniruru ona
in times past
ti oti
unto the fathers by the prophets
awon woli ba awon baba soro ni gba
verse tells us
ese yi so fun wa pe
that God speaks
pe olorun a ma soro
and he speaks in diverse manners
pe a si ma soro ni oniruru ona
various ways of communication
oniruru ona lo fi ba ni soro.
He speaks in diverse
manners.
At in this last days, spoken unto us by his son.
He
appointed heir of all things.
By whom
also he made the world.
So
God is a communicator. God is a revealer. The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
behold,
akiyesi,
I stand at the door.
Moduro le nono
and knock.
Mo si nko.
If any man
be any kenny,
hears my voice
back bow me
and opens the door.
Tosi shi ile.
I will come in. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in.
So
God is speaking, communicating. Whether you get it or not, it's another story. And there is no point in coming to a place like Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, and you are not a man and woman of revelation. Revelation. Now in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, you see one of the greatest prayers in the Bible. The prayers that Apostle Paul prayed. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,
Baba Ogo,
may give unto you the spirit of what? And what? Revelation. May give unto you the spirit of what? Wisdom. And what again? Revelation. The knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. You can see what revelation can do for you in that place. Let's now go to a practical example of somebody who had a revelation in the Bible.
Let us see
what that revelation did to him. Acts of Apostles, chapter 27. Acts
27.
From verse 22. Paul was on a ship on his way to Rome. He had told them in the beginning, don't let us start this journey. But they didn't listen to him. They started the journey. Then the storm started on them. They lost hope that they would leave. They threw their food into the water. They were in terrible state. Afraid. Dejected.
They
were out of all the courage they could get. That went on for 14 days. They did not eat. But in verse 22. Let me read it from verse 21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened unto
me.
It is dangerous to disobey a man who has revelation." You should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now, the revelation. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship.
Because ti oko.
He told them that ship is going.
O so fun won pe oko yi won o padanu re.
You people inside the ship will not die.
Te wa ninu oko e o le gbe e le ku.
How did you know that?
Ba o lo se mu eleyi.
Because the ship was still in existence.
Ni so de pe oko si wa lowo won.
That's the power of revelation.
Eyi ni agbara ifihan.
Verse 23.
Ese keta lele ogun.
For there stood by me this night.
Ni tori angel Olorun.
The angel of God whose I am and whom I serve.
Ti eni ti emi se ati eni ti emi nsin o duro ti mi
lo na. Angels of God stand by you.
Ki awon angel Olorun ko duro ti o.
Amen is very weak.
Amen o ti alailera.
That second one has no vitamin C.
Akaji ni ko ni ajira rara ninu re.
So, for there stood by me this night,
only
the angel of God,
angel di duro se gbe mi ni
oru, whose I am,
ti eni ti emi nse,
and whom I serve,
ati eni ti emi
nsin,
o wi pe
fear not Paul,
ma beru Paul,
thou must be brought before Caesar,
iwo ko le sala ma duro ni waju Kesari,
and look, God had given thee all them that sail with thee,
si wo Olorun ti fi gbogbo awon ti o wa ba owo ko po,
wherefore sirs. A prisoner is addressing them with respect.
Is
the prisoner has become the controller.
Lotun ba won soro towo towo. Oluwa se akoso won. O ni eyin alagba.
Be of good cheer.
E daraya.
For I believe God.
Nitori mo gba Olorun gbo.
It shall be even as it was told.
Yo ribe gege bi ati so fun.
Habit.
Shumon.
We must be cast upon a certain island.
Awo gba waju si erekusu kan.
How did this man know all this?
Bawo ni arakunrin se mo gbogbo nkan won yi?
Revelation.
Ifihan.
Revelation.
Ifihan.
A woman many years ago.
Arabinrin kan ni opolopo odun seyin.
Attended the crusade of this man of God who had gone to be with the Lord now, Prophet Obadare.
O lo sinu isoje eniyan Olorun kan to ti lo je ipe Oluwa Wole Obadare.
At Tafa Balewa Square.
Ni gbogan Tafa wa Balewa.
This woman, anytime she got pregnant,
arabinrin nigba kigba to ba loyun,
at 5 months,
nigba ti oyin na ba pe osu marun,
some serpents come,
awon ejo kan wa,
and the serpents will enter into her womb,
awon ejo yi won si wo inu ile omo re lo,
and bring out the baby,
won gbe omo na jade,
and they disappear,
won de pora,
and that has been going on.
Eleyi si tin sele.
That's what brought her to the crusade ground.
Eleyi lo mu wa si gbogan isoji.
She came to the crusade,
nigba to de ile isoji,
she tried and tried to see the man of God.
O gbiyanju lati foju riju pelu eniyan Olorun.
Eventually they brought her before the man of God.
Nigba to yan ba mu wa si waju eniyan Olorun.
And she knelt down.
O si kunle.
He said, Baba, pray for me.
Nigba be gbadura fun mi.
Baba, pray for me.
Nigba be gbadura fun mi.
And the man said, daughter,
iranse Olorun si pe omo mi obirin,
I have no prayer for you.
Mo ni adura lati gba.
Because your prayers have already been answered.
Nitori pe a ti dahun awon adura re.
So, but go.
Sugbon lo.
All those jewelries you have in the house.
Gbogbo awon ohun oso to ni ninu ile re.
Get rid of them.
Lo ko won dan.
And the problem is solved.
Wo isoro yi ti yanju.
She argued.
O jiyan.
No, 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 no.
O ko jale.
I have 20 something karat.
Ra.
This is karat.
Karat meta di ni ogun meji
di ogun. I brought this from Switzerland. I brought this from
Switzerland.
I brought that from this.
O ra ile ni bi bayi. O ra ni ni pe. Ra.
What millions?
I moye million naira.
The man said,
iranse Olorun wi pe,
you want the jewelries or you want a child?
Se awon won oso e lo fe tabi omo lo fe?
Eh, say, but God is not hard now.
Olorun o le to be, Olorun ororo.
And the man said, next.
Eh, iranse ta lokan.
Next.
Ta lokan o.
Started attending to the next person.
Oba bere si be elomiran soro.
She was very sad.
Inu re baje.
For 2 days he didn't attend the crusade.
Fun ojo meji ko lo si ile isoji mo.
But then something said.
Sugbon nkan wa so fun we.
Why don't you pray?
Kile to gbadura.
God.
Be Olorun.
Show me.
Fi han mi.
Whether what this man is saying.
Ohun ti arakunrin yin so.
True.
O se la. Turning tabi rolling.
So she now prayed.
O wa gbadura.
She prayed that night.
O gbadura ni ale yi.
And slept.
O si sun.
In a dream.
Ninu ala re.
Somebody entered into her room.
Enikan ba wo enu yara.
Brought out all her jewels.
O ba ko gbogbo awon ohun oso re, o ko jade.
And before her eyes,
ni oju re korokoro,
all the trinkets, the chains were becoming small small snakes.
Gbogbo ohun oso ti seke seke, gbogbo ohun oso ti egba ti be be lo, o wa n di ejo kekeke.
They were going up and down.
Be no n goke, no so kale, no n ga, no n kuru, no n lo soke, no n wale.
She opened her eyes.
Nígbà tó lé ojú wọ
sí rẹ̀. She was now trembling.
Ṣe ló wá ń wá rìrì.
She took those jewels.
Ó bá kó àwọn ohun ọ̀ṣọ́ yìí.
Sold them off.
Ó bá tà wọ́n dànù.
That particular month.
Ní oṣù kan náà yìí.
She got pregnant.
Ló tún lóyún.
With the only child she has now.
Òun sì ní ọmọ kan ṣoṣo tó ní nísìnyí.
What happened to her?
Ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí i.
Was a revelation.
Òun ni ìfihàn ìṣípayá.
A revelation.
Ìfihàn.
I'm praying for you.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún yín.
That the revelation that will catapult your destiny.
Pé ìfihàn náà tí yóò ta àyàn
mọ́ yín pa. You will see it in the name of Jesus.
Ẹ ó rí i ní orúkọ Jésù.
You see, there are so many people who come to Mountain of Fire.
Ìyà púpọ̀ ló máa ń wá sí orí òkè inú àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
But they don't understand where they are coming.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ibi tí wọ́n wà yìí ò yé wọn.
You see, the church of God as a whole.
Ìjọ Ọlọ́run ní àpapọ̀.
It's like the military.
Ó dàbí àwọn ẹgbẹ́ ológun ni.
It's like the military.
Ó dàbí ẹgbẹ́ àwọn ológun ni.
And military has different departments.
Àwọn ológun wàyí wọ́n ní ẹ̀ka ní onírúurú wọn.
In the military.
Nínú ẹgbẹ́ ológun.
There are some people.
Àwọn kan wà.
They only play music.
Orin nìkan náà máa ń kọ.
They play music.
Orin nìkan ohun èlò orin nìkan náà máa ń lò.
They are musicians.
Olórin ni wọ́n.
During Independence Day.
Ní ọjọ́ tí à ń ṣe ayẹyẹ òmìnira.
Or something, they come out with their trumpet.
Wọ́n á jáde pẹ̀lú fèrè wọn. Àti ìlú wọn.
And begin to sing.
Wọ́n á sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kọrin.
And dance.
Wọ́n á máa jó.
There is a music department in the village.
Ẹ̀ka ti àwọn olórin ó wà nínú ẹgbẹ́ ológun.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ológun kan wà.
All they do is to follow madam to the market.
Òun tó máa ń ṣe láti máa tẹ̀lé ìyàwó ọ̀gá wọn lọ sí ọjà.
There are soldiers too.
Ológun làwọn náà.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ológun mìíràn wà.
They drive.
Wọ́n máa ń wọkọ̀ ni.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ológun mìíràn wà.
They treat the sick.
Wọ́n máa ń wo àwọn aláìsàn.
There are some soldiers.
Àwọn ológun kan wà.
They are engineers.
Olímọ̀ ẹ̀rọ ni wọ́n.
The church is just like that.
Ìjọ Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ náà lòun náà ṣe rí.
But when there is war.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ogun bá wà.
There is a particular kind of soldier you take to the war front.
Ó ní irúfẹ́ àwọn ológun kan tẹ máa kó lọ sójú ogun.
It's not all soldiers they take to the war front.
Kì í ṣe gbogbo ológun náà máa ń kó lọ sójú ogun.
You can't take a soldier.
Ẹ lè mú ológun.
Who all he knows how to do.
Tó jẹ́ pé ohun gbogbo tó mọ̀ ọ́ ṣe.
He should be singing nike nike na na na.
Ò láti máa kọ
ẹ. Nike
nike.
You can't take that to the war front.
Ẹ lè gbé yẹn lọ sójú ogun.
The kind of soldiers they take the war from.
Irú àwọn ológun tó máa ń gbé lọ sójú ogun.
They are combatant soldiers.
Wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn tó lè jagun.
Combatant soldiers.
Àwọn ológun tó lè jagun.
The Mountain of Fire.
Orí òkè inú àti iṣẹ́ ìyá.
Happens to be in that combatant department.
Ó wà ní ẹ̀ka àwọn jagunjagun yìí.
That's why some people don't understand us.
Nítorí náà ló yé wọn ò ṣe yí àwọn mìíràn.
During the last civil war in Nigeria.
Nígbà tí ogun abẹ́lé tó ṣẹlẹ̀ kẹ́yìn lórílẹ̀-èdè Nàìjíríà.
A woman went to the market.
Arábìnrin kan lọ sí ọjà.
And as she was coming back.
Wọ́n sì ń padà bọ̀ látọjà.
She found a grenade, a bomb.
Ó bá rí àdó olóró kan.
But she didn't know it was a bomb.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò mọ̀ pé àdó olóró ni.
She thought it was a toy.
Ó rò pé ohun tí èèyàn lè fi ṣeré ni.
Because it looked round like a big egg.
Nítorí pé ó rí rubutu.
And there is a key on top of it.
Bí nǹkan kọ́kọ́rọ́ kan wà lórí rẹ̀.
So he thought, ah, what a big, beautiful toy.
Ó ní nǹkan tó da tí ṣe fi ṣeré lélẹ́yìí.
She took the grenade.
Ó bá gbé àdó yìí.
And put it inside her basket of yams.
Ó bá gbé sórí apẹ̀rẹ̀ sínú apẹ̀rẹ̀ tó kó iṣu sí.
To go and give to her child in the home to play with.
Láti lọ fún ọmọ rẹ̀ nílé láti máa fi ṣeré.
Because she was a civilian.
Nítorí pé alágbádá ni.
Not being in the military.
Kò sí nínú ológun.
She did not know she was playing with fire.
Kò mọ̀ pé iná lòun fi ń ṣeré.
She put it in the basket.
Ó bá fi sínú apẹ̀rẹ̀.
Unfortunately she tripped.
Ṣùgbọ́n ṣe ó yọ ṣubú bó ṣe ń lọ. Ó yọ.
And that detonated the grenade.
Eléyìí ló wá jẹ́ kí àdó yìí kó ṣí lórí.
Her basket of yam went to one side.
Apẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀ ó gbọ̀nà kan.
Her head, the whole of the head went another side.
Orí tòun gan gba ọ̀nà mìíràn.
That's how she died.
Bó ti kú rèé.
Out of what? Ignorance.
Nítorí pé ó di aláìmọ̀ kan.
And being a civilian.
Àti pé kì í ṣe ọ̀kan nínú ẹgbẹ́ àwọn ológun.
So many of the churches that many of the things that other churches don't bother about.
Torí náà púpọ̀ nínú nǹkan tí àwọn ìjọ mìíràn bìkítà nípa.
Because they have no revelation of the havoc it does.
Nítorí pé wọn ò ní ìfihàn nípa àwọn àtúbọ̀ tó tàbí ràbọ̀ràbọ̀ rẹ̀.
We warn say don't do this. Don't do this.
Ẹnu ẹ má ṣe
eléyìí. Don't do this.
Akìlílò ẹ má ṣe eléyìí.
Don't do this.
Ẹ má ṣe eléyìí.
Some think it's a joke.
Àwọn mẹ́rin rọ̀ pé à ń dọ̀wẹ́kẹ̀.
Not know that. We who are the combatant region.
Wọn ò mọ̀ pé àwa ta wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ àwọn jagunjagun.
We know the weapons of darkness when we see them.
A mọ ohun èlò ìjà àwọn agbára òkùnkùn nígbà tá a bá rí wọn.
Many sisters who are wasting time doing endless deliverance now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn obìnrin tó ń fi àkókò ṣòfò tó ń ṣe ìtúsílẹ̀ tí ò lópin báyìí.
If they can just take up the wig they brought from India, they have attached to their hair.
Tó bá yẹ kí wọ́n lè mú irun yẹ̀wòyẹ̀wò tán gbé sórí kúrò lórí wọn.
They stop wearing wig where they don't know it comes from.
Tí wọ́n gbé irun náà kúrò láti ìlú India.
They go and sell off all their jewelry. can put the money into their life or into the things of God, they will have experienced freedom.
But
don't just understand. They think somebody is trying to say, don't look nice. You are looking nice and there's a serpent in your head. You are looking beautiful, but spirit of man is harassing you. Where is the beauty now? The power of revelation. I pray once again. The revelation that will catapult your destiny will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. And those of you who are entered into bondage of makeup, jewelry, all those things,
and
you cannot with your spiritual eyes see the havoc is doing to your life, when you don't know where those things are coming from, may the Lord open your eyes. You know, if you make yourself a deliverance candidate, those pastors at Presity, all they are doing is just calling prayer points now. It is you praying the prayer. If you roll on the floor, you are the one rolling on the floor. So they're just calling the prayers. Whether God answers
you,
does not answer you. You cannot use police to arrest them at
present.
I'm arrest you because I prayed and God did not answer my prayer. No.
Rara.
It's you that will suffer for it. So they say obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. They drag a woman here.
Her
pregnancy was 14 months. The baby didn't want to come out. The crying husband brought her.
He
said, "You pray for my wife.
For
my wife." Now look at the woman. I found that she had carefully tied her scarf. I said, remove that scarf. When she removed it, there is this hairstyle that looks like a dome like this. Like the tail of a fish pointing downward and the mouth facing the head like this. Like a funnel. I said, remove that. She will deliver the baby.
To ba turun yin a bi omo na.
The husband says, "I told
you." I
told
you.
I told
you.
Immediately they took off the last strand. She fell into labor. May you not destroy yourself.
Oh, you para reru.
May you not put yourself into bondage.
Oh, lift your wara resi ara re.
May you not become a slave to inanimate things.
Oh, lift yeru awon
ko ti o le. In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
The power of revelation.
Agbara ifihan.
What is revelation?
Kini ifihan tumo si?
Revelation is making known of a secret.
If you want to fi si so de mimo awon asiri kan,
make known a secret.
Kenyo fi asiri kan to wa ni ikoko han.
Revelation,
if you want,
is making known of the unknown.
O ni kenyo so on ti o teni o mo de mimo.
Revelation,
if you want,
is a disclosure.
O ni si si pa yan kan.
Revelation,
if you want,
is an exposure.
O ni si si aso loju nkan.
A detection.
We want Cory
and an unveiling.
She a soloju unkonkon.
Something that was not known that is made known.
On teni yo motele to wa so di mimo.
Revelation is a discovery.
Ifihan oje untawari.
Revelation is an uncovering.
Ifihan oje kenyon ko ka iboju kuro.
The power of revelation.
Agbara ifihan.
Revelation,
if he hung,
makes known the mind of God to man. Revelation,
if he hung,
is the ancestor of manifestation.
Oni irondi ron ifara mabe shipaya.
Revelation,
if he hung,
is the compass you need.
Oni atuko to nilo
to show you where you are going.
Lati fi bi to nlogon han.
Revelation,
if he hung.
I come from a very poor home.
Lati dile ton talika ni mo ti wa.
My first school fees.
Owo ile iwe mi kini.
In University of Lagos here.
Ni Fasiti ti Eko ni.
Which was 60 naira.
Eti se 60 naira.
My father could not afford it.
Baba mi ko ri isan.
He had to borrow it.
On lati lo ya ni.
So I come from a very poor home.
Ni baba ile ton ti kuse ni mo ti wa.
I entered into the campus.
Nigba ti mo wo gbogun ileiwe yi,
I knew that I had entered on borrowed school fees.
Mo mo pe owo ileiwe ton ya lo gbe mi de ise.
So I was not ready to play games with my life.
Nipa be mi o fe doweke pelu aye mi rara.
I just focus on my academics.
Mo ko gbajumo iwe ileiwe mi, iwe kika mi.
And I did everything they asked me to do dutifully.
Mo si se on gbogbo ton le ki se ni oju mejeji.
In our year one,
ni odun kini ta wa nibe,
there is a particular course.
E kokon wa ti nigba na ta nko.
They call it organic chemistry.
Wa ma pe ni organic chemistry.
Don't worry if I'm not a scientist.
E ma bi kita te ba nse onimo science.
Organic chemistry.
Organic chemistry lori ko eko yi.
There was organic chemistry A, organic chemistry B.
Organic chemistry A wa, organic chemistry B wa.
Now organic chemistry A occupies a whole big higher education exercise book.
Organic chemistry ayi odin di iwe nla ton fin kowe lo ngba
full
laipe.
Organic chemistry B,
organic chemistry B,
just a few pages in another notebook.
Oju we die ninu iwe ton fin kowe lo ngba
that course
eko yi.
And in those days,
nigba ta nso yi,
we didn't have what you people are called semester.
Ah, ni akoko ta npe ni won da akoko ideko si meji tabi si meta.
What we had,
ohun ta ni nigba na,
was almighty formula.
Oni nta pe ni ogbon gbogbogbo.
Everything you have studied shall be tested in September.
Ohun gbogbo ti won ti ko yin leko re to ba di osu kesan odun nigba e na o bere lowo yin nipa
re. You fail, you carry over to next year.
To ba ti fidi re mi o tun gbe di odun to nbo.
For fail too much, they ask you to go.
To ba fidi re mi to je pe ko se se atunse re, won ni ko fogba sile.
They have semester, first semester, second semester, there's no semester.
Nisi won ni eka kini eka keji nigba yen ko si ohun to jo be.
Do all the exam at one.
Gbogbo idanwo le kan pere na o se.
And some of the universities were so wicked at that time, they put the exam at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Awon university ngba mi won to beg ago marun owuro nigba mi nu won fi idanwo si.
A few days to the organic chemistry examination,
oko ojo kan si igba ta o se idanwo ti organic chemistry,
I had a revelation.
Be ni mo ni ifihan kan.
Somebody came to me,
enikan to mi wa,
in a revelation
ninu ifihan yi,
and he held the two notebooks to me like this.
O si mu iwe mi mejeji, o mu dani niwaju mi bayi.
A, B.
A ati B.
Then he put the A at the back.
Oba mu iwe ti A yi o fi seyin re.
And pointed B at me.
O wa na ti iwe B o na si mi.
I was looking at him.
Be mo si wo.
Sir, why is he showing me? Why is he giving me B and is hiding A?
Pe ki lo fa to fi iwe A han mi to si wa n toju iwe B?
I don't understand.
Oye oye mi,
the revelation.
Ifihan yi.
But a few days to the examination,
mo do die si gba ta o se idan o,
while we were having lectures,
nigba ta bere si se idanileko,
by the time we finish those lectures,
nigba ta pari awon idanileko won yi,
somebody has stolen my organic chemistry A.
Enikan ti ji iwe organic chemistry A mi
from my bag,
lati inu apo mi.
And it's a huge notebook.
Iwe nla si ni ta ti ko akosile.
And I did not discover on time.
Mi o si tete mo.
So to prepare for the exam,
lati wa gbaradi fun idan wo yi,
I couldn't find A.
Mi o ni iwe ti mo kon si pa A
that was left.
Bi ni kan lo ku si mi lowo.
I was very disturbed.
Mo ni idamu lokan.
I almost could not eat.
Mi o te o fe je pe mo le jeun.
You want to take an exam?
Ni tori po fe se idan wo.
The exam is supposed to cover two notebooks.
Idan wo yi o le se pelu iwe ti eyan ti kon kon sile meta meji.
One.
Sugbon nisin eyo kan le ni.
So where I was,
nibi ti mo wa wa,
and I was racking my brain what to do.
Ti mo ro pe ki lo ti mo le se.
The revelation flashed again.
Be ni fi won tun wa le kan si.
Okay.
Mo no da.
So I just read B alone.
Nipa bayi mo ko ka ewe ti B nikan.
Which was very few.
E to je pe ko po lopo lara.
My other colleagues,
awon eniyan mi to ku nile iwe,
they were reading the whole of that big A.
Be ni won ka ewe nla nla won yi.
So I just read that B alone.
B yi nikan le mi ka fun ina
o. Hoping for the best.
Pe mo n reti pe to dara ju ni o sele si.
When I got to the examination hall,
nigba ti mo de yara ta o ti se idan o,
there was not a single question from notebook A.
Ko si ibere kan ton mu jade lati inu iwe A.
Everything was in that B.
Gbogbo ibere ton be ninu iwe A B yi lo wa.
That I read.
Ti mo ka.
So I was not surprised when I had A plus. In that examination hall, when I saw the question, I felt so sorry for the man who stole my notebook. Because I knew that we would have been spending time to read this.
He has stolen.
That's the power of revelation. You find a mountain of fire here today because of a revelation. You find us, all these prayer points we are calling this a revelation. Putting prayers in book for people to read is revelation. Revelation is the compass you need to show you where you are going. I pray for you today that you will experience a midnight revelation that will catapult your destiny and change your story in the name of Jesus. The things you have desired in life will begin to come within your reach if you understand the message of revelation. If God is not talking to you, he's not showing you revelation, then something is wrong with you. And you should address it. You were not made to survive. You were made to dominate. And revelation is needed to dominate. Revelation makes you beautiful for your situation. It's revelation that makes you to know that you are not an accident. Your parents may not have planned your birth, but have been conceived accidentally. But revelation will make you to know that God has you in his plan. Like the Jeremiah we read this morning,
said,
before you were born, I had ordained you. Before you were born, you are going to come out as a prophet. He didn't have that revelation. Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm a small boy.
Jeremiah said,
don't say so again. Don't say so again. Your parents may not have planned you, but God has a plan for you. God told Jeremiah, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb.
Olorun so fun Jeremiah ke mo mo nigba to wa ninu inu iya
re. You for great things.
Mo si ti yan fun awon nkan la.
You do not have that revelation who you are.
Sugbo oni fi han nipa irufe eni to je.
But let me show you who you are now.
Sugbo je wa fi han si irufe eni to je.
It is revelation that will make you to disallow people from classifying you to the low level.
Ifi han ni ori je ko gba fun awon eniyan lati so di enu ase na dire.
You need to begin to live your life by revelation.
O se hear
me, hear me well today this morning, beloved. Money is not your problem. All you need is a revelation. Your current state now is a mere manifestation of the kind of revelation you've had so far. Two brothers discovered at the age of 75 that the mountains they inherited from their father was full of gold. The father died 40 years back.
Baba won o ku ni ogoji odun seyin.
They inherited the mountain.
Won jogun.
It was okay. At the age of 75.
Nigba ti won wa je omo odun 5 ni 80.
They were now finding out.
Ni won se wa se awari.
That they were living on gold.
Pe lori gold lori wura ni awon pe.
At that time,
nigba yi
was too late.
O ti pe.
It will not be too late for you.
Yo pe ju.
Rise up on your feet.
We
continue next Sunday.
I'll test you on your Sunday tomorrow.
By the grace of God. But you must have a revelation that will catapult your life and change your destiny. You must have a revelation that will deliver you from danger. You must have a revelation that will change your destiny forever. You must have a revelation that will make people to know that you are serving a living God. You must have a revelation that will make you to be like Joseph in Egypt.
Lati dabi Joseph ni ile Egypt.
He didn't go to any university.
Ko lo si university kokon.
Didn't study books.
Ko kako iwe kokon.
But he had the knowledge.
Sugbo ni imo ni.
He didn't have PhD in storage.
Ko gbo ye doctor bi won tin fi nkan pamo.
PhD in stored products.
Abi o ye doctor bi won tin ko nkan pamo.
He operated by revelation.
Sugbo sise nipa ifihan.
By revelation.
Nipa ifihan.
I was at one of our airports.
Mo wa ninu okan ninu ibudoko balu.
I was so embarrassed that day.
Oju ti mi gidi gan lejo yi.
This huge man.
Okunrin kan to firigbon
in military uniform.
To wa ninu aso ologun.
When he sighted me.
Nigba to ri mi.
He rushed towards me.
Be lo sare to mi.
I'm prostrated.
Lo ba do bale gbalaja.
In his uniform.
Ninu aso ologun re.
Stand up, stand up.
Ole edide edide edide.
Soja ma. No, no, no.
Eyin ologun edide edide.
Stand up.
Edide.
I put him up.
Mo ba gbe edide.
Sir, how are you? Sir,
Paul, let's change your sonida.
Sir, but why did you do this?
Oh, Lord, you are shebai.
Sir, look at me, sir.
Yeah, who me?
Don't recognize me.
I bet that me money.
I looked.
Be no who.
I found that I'd cancelled him before.
Mo wa di kwe moti ba ni ore gbiyanju ri nigba kan ri.
Say you know that counsel you gave to me that day.
O le se mo ore gbiyanju te fun mi ni igba na.
I thank God.
Mo dupe lowo Olorun.
What was it?
Ki wa ni?
It was they were supposed to promote him to a position.
O ye kan gbe ga si ipo kan.
They did not promote him there.
Although
he was supposed to be there. He prayed.
Ogbadura.
He wanted to make trouble. To
write
petition to do things.
Lati ko wesu.
And if he had written petition, he would have gotten the position.
To ba ye ko ko wesu.
He was most qualified.
To ba ye ko ko wesu. A ri ipo na gba toro lo ye ju fun ipo na.
I gave him some prayers to go and pray.
Mo ba fun ni awon adura kan lati gba.
He will have a revelation.
Pe o ri ifihan kan.
So he said he had this revelation.
Oh no, wa ri ifihan yi.
When praying the prayers I gave to him,
nigba to ngba awon adura ti mo fi
le lowo, he wanted to sit down.
Pe ohun fe joko.
Somebody removed the seat.
Ne nikan ba ye aga mondi.
And he fell on the floor.
Ohun ba subu sile.
When he fell on the floor,
nigba to subu sile,
he rubbed his back.
O ba fi owo pa eyin re.
And stood up.
O ba dede.
Then they drag another person.
Ni mo wa wo elomi wa
to that seat.
O ba gbe sori aga yi.
That person.
Eni na.
And that seat.
Ati aga
just disappeared.
O ko pora.
And he came back to tell me.
What part was so for me?
Don't contest.
Money ma DJ.
Don't write anything.
Ma ko we are sukokon.
Leave them alone.
Sha fiwole.
Thank God, he had revelation.
Ope ni fu olorun po ni ifihan ni gba na.
Thank God, he left them alone.
Ope ni fu olorun po fiwole ngba na.
The person took over his position.
Eni to gba ipo re yi.
I want to talk about his position.
There
was serious bombing in that area.
E bureke nla kan wa ni agbegbe na.
If he was the one in charge,
to ba ye ko lo nse akoso agbegbe yen,
he would have been held responsible for what happened.
Oun gan na ba mu fun ohun to sele ni agbegbe na.
Kill a lot of people.
Gbogbo buburaka yi o po opolopo awon eniyan,
innocent people,
awon eniyan alaimo kan.
But God just delivered him.
Sugbon Olorun kan ti be gba
by revelation,
nipa ifihan.
So by a prophet,
ori nipa woli,
God brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
Ni Olorun mu awon Israelites jade kuro
nile.
Nipa ise woli,
began to lead them.
Ni o bere si to won.
Close your eyes now.
E di oju yin nisin.
With a voice that roars like thunder.
Pelu ohun to lo soke bi ara.
As people understand this morning's message.
Eye awon ti oye oro Olorun yi ba ye.
I want you to cry to the Lord from your heart.
Wo fe ke pe pe Olorun lati inu okan yin wa.
Spirit of revelation. Locate me now. In the name of
Jesus.
name. Don't be too surprised that the psalmist prayed. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes, O Lord. That I may behold wondrous things. Spiritual blindness is a disease. Don't joke with it at all. Lay your hand on your two eyes. And issue a command to those eyes. Power of spiritual blindness.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Maribosatika, Katenta Castepella Kayabo Shanta. Something is happening to somebody over there. Yes, you are crying to the Lord. And the power of God is coming upon you. He's coming upon you. Divine revelation.
If you are like your Kyoruwa,
that will change my story.
See your ye, Tommy Pada.
You don't understand.
Oyere, oyere.
A simple revelation.
If you can, bere
can make you the richest person anywhere.
Ole sword, your Lord Oyanturu.
A simple revelation.
If you toro rokon.
Can catapult your business where you don't expect.
Ole ta ore pa si orita to leti ra ra ra.
A simple revelation.
If you want to run a con show,
can make you to escape from danger.
Ole je ko sa sala ko lo we wu.
A simple revelation.
If you want to run a con show,
can give you key ideas on what to do with your life.
Ole fun ni erongba rere ni pon to se nipa aye re.
The prayers we are praying this morning is a very serious prayer.
Tori na awon adura ta ngba lo ro e awon adura pataki ni won je.
I want you to pray it more seriously than you are doing. Pray it to a level that God will appear in your dreams.
Say,
son, daughter, what do you want? And you talk.
Oh, I sorrow.
So okay, you do this. You do that.
You
do that. With that, the problems are over. Can you shout again loud and clear like this? Divine revelation! That will change my story.
See you, Tommy.
Locate me now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agbadura.
I need somebody to join their faith with mine here.
Wo fe ki enikan da igbagbo re papo mo temi bayi
to pray this particular prayer.
Lati gbadura yi.
Say, my Father.
Baba mi,
convert my dreams to visions.
Pa ala mi da si iran.
At least once you sleep like this, what others are calling dreams become a divine vision. Let somebody join their faith with mine. So that as from tonight, instead of the horrible dreams,
you
to have night visions. Say, my Father, convert my dreams to visions.
So
in the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu.
In louder, amen.
Amen. Amen.
In louder, amen.
Amen.
In louder, amen.
Amen.
Stretch your two hands to the altar here.
Be out in all our major sea because
let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba, ni oruko Jesu.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba, ni oruko Jesu.
These hands that are stretched forward.
What you want to see be pepe yi?
By the time you put these hands down, let uncommon blessings be upon those hands in
the name.
Uncommon glory overshadow your life in the name of Jesus. Power to be catapulted to your next level will come upon your life in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost will arise for yourself. The power of God shall envelope your life. Everywhere you go this month, doors shall open unto you and they will come. The Lord will give you a voice while you have no voice. Those who do not know you will fight your battles for you. In the name of Jesus. And any power that has made it a full-time assignment to harass you, they shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. I cover your family with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, what time is peak water to the mountain starting on Wednesday? Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and